Blog Talk Radio.
Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Tina, we're going to start this from the top. Those of you who have been looking to find that psychic and didn't know where he was, Psychic Jethro was not able to know what he was doing. So he is back from outer space with that look upon his face. We're going to take a few minutes here. For those of you calling in, the 773-897-6461, we're on Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to talk about a serious topic tonight. We're going to talk about trust. So I say we, but let's bring her in from Maine, our phenomenal, wonderful Tina Flanagan, certified psychic medium. She was born with this gift, has been reading professionally for 25 years. Tina likes to take the past and future, working on healing at a soul level, drawing communication with loved ones from the other side. She does mediumship work, and she's a phenomenal individual. Tina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. It's finally beautiful here in Maine. It was like 70 degrees today. It's awesome.
70 whole degrees. We're down here, me and Intuitive Chris and Psychic Ryan in Florida with 83 degrees cooking in our little face, and we don't want to hear about 70 degrees. I was like, you know, to give me fan. I went into a store today. We bought some items. No air. I swear what little air was taken ran out of the store. Someone took it, and I couldn't have any of it. It's been like really warm. So those of you tuning in, we are here. We've got a lot of you guys writing me right now. And if you want to get on, go to psychicsgonewild.com on our website and tell us what you want to hear. Because me and Dina have a way of working with the words and having fun with you. We do want to tell you guys this is an adult show. I have a couple of people writing in. What is going on? Why was there a discussion about people falling in love on Facebook? I have no idea. I can't keep track of my own love life, and that's enough for me. I've got a love, and Kay and me are phenomenal. So if you hear stuff and you believe it, don't ever look at Facebook a lot with that. And I got to tease some of you that are writing me. What happened, Jethro? I thought you were an animal lover. Now you're teasing your dog for howling. Dogs are allowed to howl. Isn't he psychic? You told me your dog was able to howl, and you're upset. Oh, no, I'm not upset. The joke is that my dog, Marty Party Marty, those of you know from my rescue when we did dog days and worked with here in Tampa, I got a rescue. I was very fortunate to have a one pick me, a little Shih Tzu, and he lives in D.C. with my fiance. Well, what the thing is that Marty has found out that he can sneak up on other dogs, and he loves to howl. Well, the neighbors won't let him play with their dogs. So the joke is we have raised a bad boy. It's not a bad thing. We don't say that in front of him because we don't want to hurt his ego in any shape or form. And if you've ever seen Marty, Marty has a very silly sense of humor. Right now we've got some pictures, those of you who want to see of him on Facebook. Dina, is this something psychically? Am I correct? I mean, if people don't want to see my dog, should I work with him? What do you think I should do with our Party Marty boy?
I say the heck with other people.
Dina.
That's your thing. If this is something that you like and you want to do, then you do it, as long as you're not hurting anybody, and it doesn't sound like that hurts anybody. That's my thing.
Well, and I love this. You know, we have such an individuality as psychics. And those of you tuning in, the word we're doing tonight with our topic is trust. You've got to trust in us. I will tell you guys that I'm one of those psychics. I believe very firmly in this. If you can't trust me to read, how am I going to read those intimate things? We were discussing this, and it's been a couple of weeks. I've got people writing in, good to see you and Dina together. Good to see you, Thomas. Working together in such a way that, like me and Dina, we have very few secrets from each other. We don't disrespect each other and scan each other. But as psychics, that's why you pick that psychic well, because I've had individuals who are giving us a first shot, and I work with them at a level. Dina and me had talked about how we use sense of humor, how we work with different individuals. We're not the candy cut readers. If you come in and you're going, my love life is a shame, we're not going to tell you, that's great. You keep going out there banging your head against the wall. It isn't that good. We're going to get to the bottom of what's going on. I have a lot of individuals who, you know, they tease me about my Jethroism, and a lot of times it's me trying to correlate a word. Tina, how do you handle a relationship when someone's coming to you and there's no trust, and the relationship has been having affairs on them over and over? Do you tell the person right where you feel that they should, or do you? I mean, I know some psychics still use the work, but they give it to them in levels. They're like, they're not ready to quit being hurt. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, it's not up to me to tell them. It's up to them to figure it out on their own. So, in other words, what I might do is, if they say, you know, should I whatever stay in this relationship, and I see they're having affairs, I don't say, well, they're having affairs on you. You kick the guy to the curb. What I say is, you know, maybe these are things that you need to look at in yourself certain areas, certain strengths, because they more than likely, they tend to keep drawing the same people over and over. So I tell them what the strengths that they need to work on, and then I also say that about the other person, strengths that they need to work on. And then they have to make the decision on their own. Like, I can allude to it, but I just don't come right out and say that stuff, because this is their stuff. And I'm more about helping people rather than hurting people.
I agree so much. And this is a power, those of you who are going to take this job and career. And it has a double edge. I can tell you a really good story of a friend that we were friends all the way through high school, very psychic ability. We were born 2 days apart, and me and him were very close friends. He was able to read people. Long story short, I went by my nickname. Those of you know, my nickname is Jeff, because Jethro got teased a lot. Now I love my name. But, you know, I'm 30 years ago, people could not get over that, Beverly Hillbillies and a lot of other things. So what would happen is we would sit down in class together, or we would do things, and he would read individuals. He would read in the ones, and he would sit down, and he would throw out pieces of stuff for people. Well, with teaching and cautioning, I had been taught that that is something you do with trust. You trust that person. I can tell you Dina's a phenomenal healer. I trust Dina with my life. It's not because she's cute, and we do the show, and we joke around, and we're friends, which is a plus. You know, Dina's fine, and let's be honest. Why I trust Dina is because when we're in here, Dina is always diplomatically right on the cause. We've had times where individuals have called, and some of you are going to get in tonight to do the show. We welcome all of you guys who are calling in. You will get a few chances, but you're getting to know us as a psychic. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We are sponsored by Blue Moon Treasures here in Tampa, Florida, 114 North Del Mabry. If you come in, we got some angels. We got some beautiful artwork. If you guys are looking on the page, Metatron has just been brought in, and we have some beautiful work from our Jose from Mexico, and he is the featuring artist. One of the things you're going to love is, for those of you tuning in, we also have angels that my sister Linda Jolly Richards makes, and they're selling like hotcakes. Got to warn you, you have to really love the energy, because they're very strong. They're small, but they're very strong, positive light energy. So come on down, say hi to us. They're looking here in the story I was telling. Dina, when someone's coming in to you, and I was bringing up the healing, you automatically have always impressed me, and this is something we're going to get into, the trust. A lot of individuals, when it comes to the healing gift, I've noticed through the years, they feel the sensations, they do the bragging, they sometimes will skirt it. I've never seen Dina do that. We do argue about which way to balance the chakra. You guys all know that we have different ways, but we think that's because of our sex, that she's female and I'm male. Dina, talk to us about this. How do you deal with getting that trust level? And do you work with them, like, because you're in a confidentiality with their health, like a doctor?
Yeah, trust is hugely important to me. Like, if somebody comes to me for a reading or a healing, that's strictly between me and the client. That goes nowhere. And because that, you have to build a trust up. They're coming to you because probably because you don't know anybody they're talking about, or anything that they need or want that they don't want anybody else to know in their family, their friend circle, or what have you. So, but it is a small world too, so people, you know, do know people. And so to me, what you come to me with is just strictly confidential, because that's your personal private stuff that no one else needs to know, unless you, the client, wants to tell them. Not up to me to tell anybody your stuff. And if I'm healing you on different areas of your body, that is sacred. That's just, all this is sacred. It's sacred to you and your soul. And you're trusting me to do it for you. So therefore, you know, I take that all very, very, very seriously.
I love that you do, Dina, and that's exactly why. So those of you calling in, go to psychicsgonewild.com if you'd like to get a full-time reading or work with us on it. We do something that's very original, me and Dina both do, and that's that we do email aura readings for those of you who have those questions. Now, we do charge a little bit. We do a very good, phenomenal fee for that it's a fair amount. So get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com, at JethroHelps@gmail.com, or EssenceOT@AOL.com with Dina. You'll find all that information information there on psychicsgonewild.com and find out with us. If you haven't got a lot of time and your schedule's real hectic, it's a great way to do the email readings. Write to us and say, you know, I've got a couple questions. Here's my picture. And I know Dina has been overly generous with other friends and other people because Dina's in this to help people. So do get in with us. We're going to take a few calls. We got some people writing in. We got Dear Dina time, and those of you know that. Dear Dina, I'm in love with a man who keeps wearing women's clothes. I have asked him repeatedly if there's a woman inside of him. He tells me now that he is a Pisces and that he actually was not even born in that time of the year. He's a July 6th, which I thought was always Cancer. So I'm beginning to wonder, is it multiple personality or is this man spinning his zodiac wheel in the wrong areas? Why is this man doing this?
Oh, God.
Oh.
But I feel this person is very, very colorful, you know, like has an imagination, has quite a creative or imagination side, and likes to kind of live in, paint different pictures and live in different worlds. And so I'm not so sure it's multiple personalities, but it's multiple creativeness. And kind of bored with kind of the norm. So likes to get a rise out of people, likes to create stories, likes to be colorful, is what I'm feeling about this person. And maybe has some issues.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to have Dr. Ruth in here from Sexually Speaking, and her and Dina will be good. It's not Disney people.
If stop finding your underwear in this room, then now we have a problem.
Those of you tuning in, this is Psychic Jester, and we're welcoming all of you guys. And yes, we do have Dina Flanagan here tonight. Dina, it's good to hear you back. I've been listening to your shows. I got to tell you something that's very good. My husband and me have been so happy through the years listening to your shows and go at the work. I have an ability, and I will say that I've always helped my husband raise his chakras. The ironic thing is we always had joked about it was during our closeness and intimacy. Now, due to your show and talk, we can talk about this, and it's very funny. My husband is very faithful to me, and I think, Dina, those of us that are psychic healers need to have our hands and applaud the fact that we do give our lovers energy. Would you agree to this?
Oh, it is so true. Oh, my goodness. That's incredibly true. You when you're plugged in, I guess you might want to call it. When you're plugged in, your energy just goes and vibrates through the other person's body, and together it's quite a thing. It's like plugging a lamp in a light socket. You know, the light doesn't turn on until you do that. So, and it just raises the vibration like tenfold if it's the right energy you're plugging into. If it's the wrong energy, kids be a problem. But, yeah.
I love that, and I agree. And those of you with the trust issue talking about this is something you can do to test with your partner. You can sit in a calm state of there, clear your mind of any thoughts, and then think of your heart and your chakra of your heart sending green to that other person. If you feel and you start to sensation other things, you can't think it. Now, if you're hearing in your head, oh, he's been out with hot tamale, what's the phrase? No, you can't get the mental because that's your own mental energy and that's your own ego and conscious. But if spiritually you're sending from your heart chakra and you're getting intent and energy there, then obviously your mate you might want to look into. That's how, like Dina and us have done, we do with individuals. Someone will sell some of the energy, I send with my heart energy, and I can tell it. I never want to falsely accuse someone. Not only is it a very bad thing to do faith-wise, it's just not a nice thing to do. But when you can see that, wouldn't you say, Dina, it's going to be real ironic, but trust, I can tell when someone's a player before I ever actually even hear their name.
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. You can feel that. You can feel people's energies like crazy. Like me. I can see right into people, their soul, feel their energy, and you can see what kind of person they are.
I feel that, and I got to tell you, that's the most strongest sensations that I get a lot of times in our energy. I'll be working with them, and then all of a sudden I can just feel her, you know, with a friend or something talking, and I've had individuals tease me about the fact that they have tried to trick me through the years because of knowing me for the reading. They'll send me in that brother or that sister who's doing odd energy, and then You know, it's a joke, you know, and it's always been a fun game to play. Did you notice how Psychic Jethro, you know, did with this? I had a lady, and I can say out of confidentiality and trust because of I would only say that her and her sister talk about this, and I have my relationship can verify this and a few other friends, but they would come into the store, and I went and read them together, and I would put my hand on the one lady's hand, and I was like, love, oh my gosh, this man is in love with you. This is the most beautiful thing. You had a life together. And she's like, yes. And he's telling me this on the other side. I reached right over and touched her other sister. It's like, bad, horrible. Someone took a bowling ball, broke things. And it's like, that instant energy showed that the energy, just like we're saying, and it's because back to that trust. If you are a guy or a woman and you're not giving that energy of trust or working with it, please promise me tonight that you'll sit down with your relationship. And it isn't just about being honest and keeping things open. It's sitting down, sharing the energy, taking a few minutes of loving energy, sending them positive intent, and feeling that energy. So we got a lot of you guys writing in and going, Jethro, are you ever going to let us get some readings? We paid our time. You didn't pay our time. This is a free show. What do you mean you paid your time? You paid your time. You've probably been doing time, Markles. What are you doing out there? Okay, well, grab the phone. 972, what about you on Psychic Gone Wild? Would you like to talk to me and Dina?
Yes, this is Lysandra.
Hey, where you been, wild woman? It's good to hear from you.
I've been around.
Oh my gosh, I'm just, oh my gosh, Wyoming.
I'm in Texas.
Oh, I love it. See, Texas is fun. I used to live in Galveston with my son. You talk about a party. Those people know how to get wild. They'll snap a watermelon, stick a straw in it, and a little bit of booze, and everybody's dancing. I love it. It's just like Galveston was the most funnest time for me. Well, I'm picking up energy here. I've got to get you what I get, or should I be quiet? The lady should go first. I haven't read for a while, so I'm all excited.
Yep, bro, you go. You got to get it out.
I'm feeling energy with you. I feel that there's something to have. You got to get it out. You make it sound like I'm giving birth to a big baby. It hurts, Mama. It hurts. He's got big hair and teeth and everything. What I feel that's going on here is the energy is going on with you so intense right now that I feel that there's someone that – I feel like someone from a past, a relationship, something that's going on with you is trying to pull you in. And I feel like you have to be careful because this person has some kind of a consuming love. I feel passion is after you, but you have to be careful because you are a very strong person. And so I feel like really has it for you bad is what I'm feeling.
That's what I was talking about, this guy. His name is Carlin. I was trying to see what are his feelings for me and do you see like a committed relationship because we've been friends since October.
I'm saying yes. I see the red signs on, the lights say go. You don't know what's going to happen, my friend. That's what I'm seeing. Oh, my gosh. And it's like there's an intensity. You're a very good person. The angels are telling me it's time you found that love. They're telling me it's there to go. They said, remember, all the M&Ms have different colors. They're making jokes about candy with you. I don't know why, but your guides keep teasing me. Like, is there something you guys, you like, I don't know, like you played maybe strip poker with M&Ms or something. Something about M&Ms that's very funny. They keep making jokes about M&Ms.
Interesting. I don't know.
It's a very good thing. They're making me laugh. It's like you guys played Happy Twister with M&Ms or something. Something here that with them. Dina, what are you getting here for our lovely lady?
Happy Twister. I feel it's a good thing. Is it still kind of on hold right now?
Yes, we have fallen out, and then we just we didn't talk for like 2 weeks, and then we had a falling out, and we didn't talk for 2 weeks. So we just started talking to each other on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So. It was on hold for because there was a lot of things going on, a lot of things doing that needed to be straightened out and what have you. So I feel like that, but it's kind of ready to move forward. And so I feel like you still got to be friends, but push it a little bit further to the next level. And and then I feel over the next 4 to 6 months. It will be built up to a much better place, and where it will be good to go. I'm hearing good to go. So,
okay.
So definitely, this one's it's worth working on. But that's the key words is it will take some work to get there. So, because you got to build up, this trusty thing. I'm feeling like one of you needs to build more trust. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, definitely keep working on that, and it will be a good thing.
Okay. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you for calling in. Please follow along. And if you get a chance to follow us on the show, please go to psychicsgonewild.com. We're going to be giving away a very nice necklace tonight.
Okay.
Thank you. Those of you we lost LaShondra.
I was just saying I'll keep listening.
We love you. Thank you. Don't ever scare me again, Blog Talk. If you grab our people, we will slap you back. That was really scary. We got the wildest things happening here. We're here. It's Nita and Jethro. Yes, the lights are going nuts. Yes, it's okay. And I don't know. Sakrisa is writing Tame down. Every time I listen to your show, Jethro, wild things happen. I think that my cat loves Dina right now. He keeps purring and snapping the antenna on things that on my radio. And it seems like things are going really odd here. I love it. Just keep up the good work in Oklahoma. We sure will. Dear, I got to tease you. I don't know if this is shorthand you're writing or what, but it sounds like you said Dina and your cat were touching their thing. I don't know what that means, but I just said it over the air, and I hope it doesn't get me in trouble. We're going to go right on with what else is going on here. We are having a blast, and I hope you are too. We've got people writing in and calling in, and we've got a bunch of phone numbers from 704s. We're going to grab one of those. Gypsy Spirit, yes, you're here. I do know that Dina does this. Dina, she wants to know, Dina, do you cleanse your tarot cards? I was told that you have to bury your cards after 10 years. I've been using my cards for 9 years, and I don't want to get rid of them. Is it true, or can I keep using the same cards?
I don't think I've ever gone to 10 years because they get so worn out. So, you know, I've gone through 4 or 5 decks since I've been reading, and I've only been reading 28 years. So, no, I haven't gone 10 years. But what I heard was back what I used to do a long time ago is what you do is when you're done with them, you wrap them in a silk cloth. And the silk cloth will actually keep them cleansed. So so that's what them pure and cleansed, and so that they're fresh and new for the next time is what I've always known to do.
And Dina, I've always believed, and I don't know if this is true, have you heard that if you don't keep them in the silk cloth, other energies can get in, and your cards can have many other things trying to get their voice into your future readings.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
But I can imagine it's true because that's why you keep them cleansed so the other energies don't come into them.
We love it. Dennis is writing this. I got to tell you, Jethro, Dina sounds greater than ever. I don't know with you, but you still sound a little boring. Could you work on it? Dennis, you're going to wish I was boring. I know that you're over there, and I'm going to come and find you and take your pizza. So 704, how are you doing, 704? You're on live, 704-458.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, it's good that you called in Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro and Dina. What can we help you? You want us to do a little bit of a reading?
Yes, please.
Very good. Okay. I'm seeing with you that you're very active. I feel like the guys are telling me that you have to be careful that you're not, I feel like you put yourself at the last of the list or something. Something's going on with other people. I'm seeing that you're helping others, and I see a female that's having something going on that you're going to help her with something health-wise. I feel like you're helping, and I keep getting the helper here. And then I get a little bit of a joke. They said that you've set the table where there's extra people. You're helping feed people or taking care of someone. I keep seeing you, like, giving out energy, Melissa.
I do Reiki.
Oh, my gosh. You were like, no, honey, you're not setting the table, honey. You're serving the whole banquet. I've got all this energy going through. And it's like, oh, my Lord, now you got to warn me. Dina's over here giving me 220, and I'm seeing all this stuff going out of you, and I thought it was food. I was hungry. I'm like, I want to go get the pie. It's not the pie. It's the energy of all the work you do. They said, they're telling you a little bit about I feel there's a relationship or there's something with a male who's not he's not always able to talk or handle himself, and so you're able to listen to him and you understand him?
I do. He's kind of wishy-washy, and I was wondering if you see him coming back around. He's got a lot on his plate. He's not communicative. and I can't beat him over the head, so it's free will for him.
Why don't you electric him? 220, his hair will come back curly. I'm
healing energy. I send him light and love all the time.
I'm jealous. No, I'm teasing. I have a Reiki master fiance, but I love with the energy and what's happening here. Dina, what do you feel with this man and woman? What's going to happen?
So what can you ask the question again? I heard you, but I want to hear it again.
We dated. We actually parted ways last month because he's got a lot on his plate. Just to see if he comes back around.
I hear he'll be in touch with you. But at the point he's in touch with you, I feel like that you're going to start to look at life differently. That's what I'm saying. But I do feel like, he wants to come back around. However, it just seems like every time he wants to, there's more that comes back up that's on his plate, you know?
Yeah.
And then he thinks, oh, I can't right now. You know, I got to worry about this. I got to do that. And part of it is because he doesn't want to tie you up either.
Right, yeah,
you know.
He's very sacrificing. He knows it's not good for me and it's not fair to me. So,
right. That's why every time he thinks about it. So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So do you see him clearing any of that up, his situation?
Clearing into that what?
His situation resolving itself.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, every time he wants to, it comes. Something else happens with the situation. So then he doesn't. So by the time that he clears the situation, you might be in a different thought process, is what I'm hearing. So, but I do feel like at some point down the road he will be in touch with you, and that at that point you guys will really talk it out and really lay everything right on the table, is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that you're just going to lay things right on the table and make some decisions from there.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But in the meantime, get on with your life and do what you got to do, because I do feel like there's things coming in for you, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to see things a little different because there's going to be doorways opening for you, and this is part of why he's not in the picture right now, because these doorways wouldn't open if he was. So
is this spiritual doorways?
Yes, spiritual doorways. So this time here is for you. So that's what you need to do.
Okay.
We love you. Thank you so much for calling in. Please go and try to get on the necklace. I want to give it away to one of you fun people.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And that necklace to win is at www.psychicsgonewild.com. We are wild. We are here. What are we doing? We're teasing Dina Flanagan about trust. We have other people writing in. We trust Dina. Justin, we're not sure about you, and I wouldn't know about what you do, but I did hear from a friend of mine in Tampa, you ate most of the buffet, and they had a little bit of a problem. I can't help it that they don't put enough on there for more than five people. And they did make me leave a buffet here. You are correct. Actually, I've been asked to leave two. One of them I ate too much, they told me. The other one told me it was ton. And you will know that my in-laws, they are Italian, and so they made me stay and eat some more, because nobody tells an Italian woman when their man is done eating. So then I got to eat more helpings, which it was not my fault. The lady was trying to push us out the door, and we did eat. So, yes, you are correct. I did get a little bit of a hassle. But in my favor, I only had six plates. And for me, that's pretty mild if you've ever seen me eat. I'm not saying it's scary, but if you do want to watch a real eater, I can put it away. I love to eat. It's one of my hobbies. So we're going in here. Dina, I've got to ask a question of you. My sister wants to work with a Reiki master here. The problem is this man has been known to take most of his students to bed. My sister is a virgin, and I'm really worried about this. Is this a normal practice? Isn't this supposed to be separated?
I'm a Reiki master as well. So, you are supposed to be able to separate yourself from, but then we're all human. So the human feelings come in occasion, and that's, you're supposed to be stronger than that. You're supposed to go, all right, well, yeah, there's that feeling. I recognize it, but no, it's not ethical to do something about it. But there is no, if it's consensual, there's no law that says you can't. So a lot of people do take advantage of that. excuse me, and I feel like this man, I feel like that he isn't to be trusted in other ways too. So, like uses some of it for the wrong reason and doesn't have exactly some of the right scruples. So, but I mean, not a bad person in general. Just I feel like that he's just taking a side road, I guess you might want to put it. So, in general, yeah, you are supposed to keep it separate.
I agree totally with Dita. We're on the same page here. And the old school was you cannot mix the two. And there's energy here with it. And I got to be honest with you. I had phenomenal teachers. And I, as you guys have read my first book, I was a young individual and had a very good crush on my first teacher, my second teacher, I'm sorry. I love my first teacher like a secondary mom. My second teacher, I had a very big crush on her. But there never was that energy. It is very hard. And I can tell you something she told me very long ago, and I was very much becoming a man when she told me this, and it's something I've always kept in my mind with it, really with what you're doing. You're raising a vibration that's so strong and energy that there's so much love involved in it. Of course, you're going to feel all those energies for each other, but when you mix this together, if you don't separate it and know your own mind, you will confuse not only yourself, but your guides and the elders. Because what you're doing is you're putting out this thing, I'm going to be helping and servicing everyone, I'm going to be putting all this positive energy, and then you try to fuse that down with that person that's teaching you. So I'm not saying it's bad or good, but I really think you need to look at this with your sister. I also feel that this man needs to be checked on, because I'm going to be really blunt, me and Dean have taught a lot of people, and a lot of those people have just stayed on their side of the table. If it's someone's running you through their bed like a salad bar, then you need to put something up there and ask them why they're running it that way. That's not what this is about. We are credible, real people. And this really kind of bothers me. I would like you to contact me privately here, because we need to maybe look here at this. Whenever people come into our type of career, you'll see people like Dina, American certified. Dina is in the top out of 533,000 psychics and mediums. Dina placed in the top 25 in three categories this year. The reason she did it is her credibility and her strength. I placed in the top 30 of those categories for the same reason. So we really want to take pride in that. What we did was with honest work and trade. Out of that, I can tell you probably out of the 333,000 that put in, there's probably that many that are out there doing silly stuff, and they're the ones who hurt us. You know, if someone ever asks you anything that's odd or uncomfortable with this, do say no. This is a spiritual path. I had someone, when I was very young, she wanted me to, she wanted me to drop my drawers and help her feel the energy while she did the reading. I don't know what she meant by it, but obviously there's no point of anybody dropping their pants. Now, those of you who know anything about Native American mothers, my mother was very, very protective of me, and I was a little bit on the shy side, even though I'm a Scorpio, and I matured easily. I was like, 14 years old. My mother personally went over to this lady's house and explained to her, if anybody needed to be reading any of that, my wife would do it when it was the right time. She also explained to me, very quickly, Jethro, you really want to be a psychic. You are abilities. You have this. You're really going at this to do this skill. But you have to be careful with people. And so I'm telling you a little caution. When you said that, both me and Dina both are doing that with this person. If we're getting that, you can almost bet your sister's in some odd thing. I would not run to scare her in it, but I think you need to be aware of what this man is doing. It's not that hard to aware other people to look. Do I believe you should get a hold of someone? Yes. I don't think you should run over and put a stake on his door and say, oh, my gosh, and harpoon him. But I think you should be aware and do the things to make sure this person's acting in a business manner. The Better Business Bureau, the American Federation Association, your town's Chamber of Commerce. If he's out there doing this kind of work, it needs to be credible. I'll get off my soapbox and I'm like, Jethro, come back. 941-320, what do you know?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Carla, rockin', you got in and you're here. Can I ask you, we're getting a bunch of 941s. Are you guys in the South or the West?
Sarasota.
Rockin', too cool, rockin'. You ever been over to our Blue Moon Treasures? You got to come and check out our metaphysical store. We got psychics, intuitive.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet.
Okay. Carla, I'm picking up a very good ability with you. I feel that you're very intuitive. I'm also being told that you have to be careful of something's going on with you, that you have somebody who right now is a little bit trying to I feel like I feel like the person's not certain or something's going on, and I feel like you're a really caring person and you have to be careful right now. The angels are telling me tread lightly, baby steps.
Okay. I think that's my daughter.
I really feel some tears here. They're also showing her. I don't think she's got all of it together with it, but I feel like that there's some things that are really going to come together for both of you. There's something that later on there'll be more out of it. I'm seeing the strong angel of Gabriel and the communication working with it. I'm getting a lot of pretty blues and greens suggesting that communication's not right, but I do feel you're making an effort. You can't keep letting some of this go on. Something's not healthy for you. That's why the baby steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally understand.
You're a good person. Now, what's going on with the sexy thing? I got to laugh because they show me that you have some guys over there, and you're kind of like Dina. You're a little choosy. I see them kind of like looking at you, and you're kind of like, you know, I'll kind of like you've got people trying to get your attention, and you're like trying to keep them back. Something's going on with a little bit of, I'm not sure if it's flirting at work or if it's flirting around. Someone's trying to get your attention, and you're not taking the bait.
I guess I'm just not seeing it then. I might not see somebody, you know, flirting. That might be it, yeah.
Uh-oh, too much work and no play. Carla has to be grounded to the playground. Dina, what are you getting with our lovely Carla?
Okay, what was your question?
I didn't say my question, but on my career, do you see it going in a different direction or picking up any?
I feel it will pick up.
Okay.
I feel like it's gonna pick up just a little, and for a while, and then it's gonna hold off at that for a little while, and then I feel like after it picks up and then holds off for a little while, I feel like it branches out. As I'm saying, branches out into different areas, different things. Is what I'm hearing. So it's a slow build up. Just branching out is kind of a slow build-up is what I'm hearing. But it will pick up, and like I said, and then after it picks up for a little while, it will wane off, and then it will kind of just pick up again, and then it will be like branching out.
Okay.
Whatever that's supposed to mean, that's what's going to happen with it. And I feel other people are going to come into play with this too.
Okay. Do you know approximately a timing?
I feel like it's going to, most of that's all going to happen over this year. You know, over
okay.
the course of this year is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carla, you rock, and thank you for calling in. Remember, we're going to be giving that necklace away here in a few minutes at www.psycheskunwild.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And hearing on the note of what happened to the cat who loved Dina? Now we've got him writing in. Dina, I got to tell you something. I think that you are the best. My family love you. We listened to you before. I don't know if you remember, but I'm the lady who dated the guy in Chile. He was having an affair on me. The joke is my Chile left town, and I'm not upset. He wasn't all that hot. Oh, my goodness. And now I'm listening to the show tonight, and I've got to tell you, Jethro, you were right. I'm having a little bit of trouble with my English, and sometimes I do type in things. I think you're a very funny guy. I'm so sorry that if I did freak you out, I was not intending anything with Dina and my cat. Okay, no problem. No harm done. And I'm sorry, I tease, and if I do joke mercifully, you'll know that. For those of you tuning in, this is PsycheskGoneWild.com. We are bringing you the best of the best. This is Dina Flanagan from American Federation, certified psychic medium and also psychic healer. Dina, I have a friend who's asked me 7 times to balance his chakra. I do this for other individuals. I have an ability that I'm able to touch a person's hand and be able to raise their energy and balance it. It is a God-given talent, and I've done it for quite a few years. The problem is every time I go to balance raise chakra, things get odd and weird, and then I feel like he's got the wrong idea with me. Don't get upset when I say this, but Ray is just not my type. He also kind of looks like a silly Huckleberry Finn, and every time he gets around me, I think he thinks that something else should be raised up. Dino, how can I politely tell him I don't want to raise anything up or balance anything? Whoa.
Well, you just, like we were talking about earlier, just kind of keep it strictly business, you know? You can you can have him as a friend or what have you, an acquaintance, but you don't have to take it any further than that. So, you know, he can still be in your life. You can still do work on him. But, and if then if he can't get it or can't get the message or still wants to cross the line, then out he goes. No more friends. Or
and I got to tell you that, and I love what you just said, and I can tell you as a personal person who's done this for over 30 years like Dina, you will have individuals. One of the politest ways is to let the person know you can't read them if they get too close to you. I've had a lot of individuals through the years, and I've been doing this, that I've now read some of their children. I read some of it. It's a hard thing to do when the person's got the wrong idea, because as you're trying to read, like Dina just said, it's got to be professional. So we do thank you guys for calling in and writing. And there's a situation. I've actually been able to refer people, because I do believe, especially with a lady friend or some other people that are getting the wrong idea, when it comes to it, you come for that intent. So a healing or an energy has got to be, you've got to be open in that sense too. So we thank you for writing in. Sarah's writing in telling us, Dina, I want you to know that my dog had puppies, and one of them's named Dina because I think you rock. She's just cute and adorable, and we're going to be talking about you in Tennessee. You helped save my relationship 4 months ago when I called in. Please remember that you have a friend in Tennessee. If you ever need a place to stay, we're partying in the hills here in Maryville.
Okay. Very much. Wow.
Okay. Dina's got fans all over, and we love that. It's good to know. Thank you for the input. I've got a little bit of a one here. Jethro, I really think that you did this unfairly. Sometimes I listen to the show. You don't let enough time of our show to get all of us in. I have waited for quite a few times. A little upset. I wish that you would let all of us get a reading. Very simple. We do this for fun. We do it. And just visualize. Let's say you're a cashier or you work as a cook. You come home and you've got an hour is what we do this for, to show other people. And all I did was give you the whole time to do that. I try to give you other entertainment. Some people like to hear the readings, but a lot of times they'd rather hear who we are so they know which reader to get to. So in my defense, we have about 11 people. We won't be able to get to all, but we do love all of you guys. And this gives you a chance to get a hold of us in other places. I had a friend ask me, how many readings should you have in the year? And I said, I'm going to ask Dina. I don't know how many readings would be a good number to say a person should have readings in the year.
Oh. Well, normally I say, you know, if it's for maintenance or whatever, or just I say once every 6 months. But then if you get something a little bit more going on, I say, you know, once every like 3 months. But then if you're really going through something like a divorce or, you know, issues or what have you, you know, a lot of my clients are every couple of weeks, you know, and just because like I guide or help them through, you know, their situation or whatever it is they're going through, you know, because I can see like what's going to happen next and, you know, what's going to be said, what's going to be done. So it gives them the heads up so that they could be one step ahead or know, be prepared, whatever it is that they're going through. So every situation is different. You know, once a month, I have a lot of once a month clients that it's like touching base. Because also when I read, I'm also healing you. I'm clearing out your blockages. I clear you. So you're kind of getting a dual, a multi. So, you know, people like to be cleared out. And for me, my clients, it raises their vibration, their energy. So how often do you need that? So everybody is different. And that's what I say, go by what you feel, and then that will guide you on what you need. And if you go running to a bunch of different psychics, you're going to get a bunch of different energies. So, you know, it's all going to be different. It will probably confuse you even. But certainly welcome to try them out. It's just that if that's what you do, you run from psychic to psychic, then it's nothing. It's just like a lot of confusion, a lot of confusion and of energy too. What do you say, Jessica?
I think you're right on, and I agree with Dina said. And make sure that you give yourself that little time. If you're getting a reading every week, that's way too much. But if you're giving yourself a little time to let them go and you're enjoying it. Now, I have individuals who enjoy and afford it and do a reading almost every month, and that's great because, like she said, they've got things going on. Sometimes they'll come in for a week, say, for a little bit of maintenance or fix, and then I won't see them for a while because of that. What I encourage and what I've always done with them is, like Dina just said there, you know, and we're work with them. I mean, I have individuals who I take pride in. I've gotten a lot of people married off. I've gotten some divorces. I've been able to help kids. I take pride in it. Some of my best emotional moments is when I can sit down with my client list and say, this is what I've done in the month. And if you've got somebody who's saying, you need to come in every day and I got to look and see what's going on here, they're living through you. I mean, I got to tease you. I had a time in my life. I've never been all that wild a man, but I've been crazy in my other ways. And what I had was I had a lot going on. And I had a lady in Colorado who was very much being living precariously through my love life. I was dating someone at a job, and we were an open relationship. I was dating someone at a place we went to later, an open relationship. I had someone who was very serious, and I was very awkward, and I had expressed to them that I didn't want to be married to them. Well, because of all this nervousness, I went to the psychic. Long story short, she began to want to see me almost every other day because it was building. The excitement was going. I had a person hit me with a brick. I had some things happen. I had a woman chase me down, and I grabbed on a fire escape. Don't do that because they bounce, and my butt hit the top of her car. And it's a scary feeling when you're up there swinging around if you're a guy. There's a lot of things hanging. So what you want to do is you want to be careful of your psychic. And I love what Dina just said exactly on. Dina, I've got a husband who likes to wear red all the time. The problem is I'm a Taurus, and for some reason I want to just knock it out of him. It makes me very violent. I don't know what it is, but this color really bothers me. I did think it was my astrology, obviously, with the bull, because I want to tear into him and run him off the road. Help me. What do I do with my husband? I'm sick of seeing him in red. Oh.
Well,
white rage.
Colors do set people off. You know, it's the strangest thing. It does. It sets people off. And so, you know, I would just kind of like, you know, when he's not around, weed the red shirts out and just start replacing it with some new things. Maybe if he likes red, maybe a softer, maybe a pink. Go to a pink. I don't know. Or maybe a salmon color or something. Just see if you can't get him off that bright red or whatever it is. And just kind of, you know, in a nice kind of way, do it that way. Like, oh, I really like this shirt on you. How about wearing this one? You know, that's what I'm feeling. But I also feel like that's a power color for him. So maybe you can buy him red underwear, you know, and he still has his power. Because I do feel like it's a power color for him. It's something that he really feels strong when he's wearing, really feels like he's confident, like that's what I'm feeling. So you don't want to take that part away. So there's got to be some kind of a compromise in there. And I think that he will claim it or do it nicely, kind of go in the back door. But yeah, that's what you have to do. I mean, there was a time, and I think it's a phase too. You know, it's not going to last forever. But there was a time when I would wear this one color green type, and it was an off green, and I'm not even a green person. And every time I wore it, my God, I noticed that either people would get angry at me or I'd get angry. So I'm like, what is going on? And I would test it just for that reason. So, it, you know, but it is a phase. It's just a phase.
I'm feeling it, and I feel like there's something going into that's happening with the energy, and I love it for those of you. Now, we always ask this, though, guys, and they're saying, everybody, goodbye, Maria. Maria said to write to everyone, let them know that trust comes from rapport. Report, and I agree. Those of you tonight, this has been Living in the Psychic Realm. No, this has been Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Jethro. A little tired, a little fun, having fun with my friend Dina. Got a lot of you guys writing in. Jethro, it was a great show. We love it. But we're going to take just a second here at the last 5 minutes of the show and also help with someone else. What happens to those Psyche's Gone Wild people when they leave? We've had a lot of individuals go on to do other shows. We've had other ones go on and do other things. We have someone who's going to another level, and I want all of your fans to listen in for a minute. We have the one of them in our group tonight and our listening audience, Intuitive Chris. Chris White, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Doing really good.
Good. You heard of me and Dina on Tost? Yeah.
Yeah, Dina, I guess they could actually hear us now.
What do you think of Dina's energy now that you've gotten to work with her and you're listening to us on the show? Is she one we can trust?
Oh yeah, I love Dina. I really enjoyed working with you, Dina. That when we worked that night, it's just too bad the show. You know, I think maybe the plague has heard it. Just no earthlings.
That was fun. We'll have to work together again sometime, and maybe that time people will hear us.
Yeah, really.
You heard that, Chris. You got that challenge to work with Waldina, and we'll be seeing you back again. I'm going to grab one more because we've got a few minutes. And you're going, Jethro, grab one more reading. You two are going so well. Please, 512, it gets to be you. We got about 15 of you. Sorry, we got 5 minutes. 512, let's quickly help you. Can I get a name?
Hi. Thank you so much. This is Julia.
Julia, you rock. You've got energy all over. And then when I went to pick it, it like turned on its own. I think your guide said, this girl needs a reading. I'm like, here you go, Julia.
I hope that's what you said, right?
Yes, it is, and I'm hearing the guide say that you have got positive coming to you. I feel this is going to be a good year. They're showing me musical notes with you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And it keeps telling me that I'm seeing those put into your life in a very good way. Listen to the radio. Listen to the angels. They're telling you a message. I feel that you, like, love is in the air. Something. I feel like there's some very positive is why you were brought in. Dina, can you tell us what you're feeling with our lovely Julia?
Yeah, I feel the love in the air. I feel is the love for herself. Is what I feel like that you've been really working on yourself quite a bit.
I have been.
And you've raised your vibration quite a lot. And so kudos to that. Your guides are saying, "Yay, we're really glad you did that," because this really is going to take you into different places, into a level that you've been wanting, because you've been asking for a new level. You've been asking for all this new energy, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so, and in this new energy, you're going to be sharing it out more and more and more. So you're going to be, you know, like working with people, helping people, just sharing it in many ways. It's really infectious. So it's a good place for you to be. Yeah, do you have a specific question you want answered tonight?
Where it went is I've been being directed or called, I should say, to start working with crystals in my private practice with clients. I see them.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to become a licensed marriage and family therapist. So doing that kind of healing or like a hands-on healing, and this is new for me. I believe in all of it. I think it's fantastic. But is that something that you also see?
Yes, definitely. That's what I was talking about when your guides were saying that you're going to be sharing it out. That's what they were talking about. You're going to be sharing it out because I feel like these crystals really help you to keep your vibration high, to really raise it higher and higher. They really talk to you. They really speak to you. And so you're just going to get better and better and more because this is what your vibration was raised for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I
love it. Thank you. Is there a way I can listen to them more or hear them more through meditation? I meditate.
Is there a way you can hear them more? Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would. You know what? It just keep doing what you're doing, and it's going to come to you. Because really, just remember, it can come in any form. Like Jethro was saying, listen to music. You'll get your messages through music. You're going to get it in many different forms, and that. So you just have to be aware of that more. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know if the music maybe was also relating to my soon-to-be partner. So that's
ooh,
possible.
Ooh, yay.
Too.
I'm hearing a C-note with music, yes, right with your heart chakras. They're doing a lot of energy with that. I'm feeling like crystal bowls. I see that energy with all that resonating into that. I see you being very strong there, but other people in a good energy. We love you, Julie. They're giving us the beep. So please go to psychicstonewall.com. We're going to give away
both.
A prize. We love you both so much. Oh, my gosh. That makes Julie, you rock. You're a dear. We can't give you the prize because we love you, but I got to grab a name. I should give her one just because she said she loved us and we love her back. I got Eric McFadden in New York City. I've loved Dina for years, and I will keep on listening. And we'll keep on sending you some presents. So we love you. Thank you for putting me in, Erica. We love Dina. That's what the consensus is tonight. Dina, I hope you love yourself because these people are really with you.
Yes, I do.
Tell them where they can find Dina, and then we got to run out the door before they shut it behind our little bums.
You can find my website at www.dinaflanaganpsychicmedium.com at 207-752-1399, or you can email me at essenceot@aol.com, and of course you can find me on Psychics Gone Wild.
And all of you tune in for iTunes. We love you so much. Thank you for putting it in. Ted McTownett, you've won a half an hour reading by Psychic Jethro. I will be sending you that voucher in your email to pick that up. Remember with me, all of you, schedule online. www.psychicsgonewild is on my site, the www.jethrosmith.net. Joni Goldstein, wherever you are, I will find you. I owe you a reading, and you will get read, whether you've shaved those legs or not. Love you dearly. We'll talk to you guys soon. Stay wild. It's the way to be.